One of my many fellow writers, Brianna Wiest, put out a great tweet pointing out a big, big problem with modern writing. What she said was that we tend to lump together everyone under the term writer. And actually, there are many, many different definitions of what it means to be a writer in this day and age, and we should pay some more respect to them by actually calling people by what they really do. And so she put out a little list of actual descriptions of what people do when they write, because you can make the term writer more specific, just like you can replace the word thing in your writing with something more specific. So I just want to walk you through the ones that Brianna shared, which are a blogger. So someone who has their own blog and who contributes to other people's blogs, and they're getting links and they have their own little WordPress site maybe, and that's where and how they write. There is the author, which is a person who specifically writes books or novels, and that may be with traditional publishers, or it may be self-published on a place like Amazon. There is the content creator, who not only writes, but may also create video or podcasts or other media, but meshes everything together and uses whatever format makes sense, but relies on writing a lot of the time. And they might do that in a capacity for a company, for a startup, they might do it as an independent creator on their own platform, they might be a contractor. So there are many different ways you could do that. There is the journalist. Journalist, sometimes also slash reporter, someone who goes somewhere and researches something live and then comes back and then writes about that, or just synthesizes the information they get from reporters, from other people, and then write about that for newspapers, for magazines, for news websites, and so on. There is the essayist, which is the person who specifically writes essays. And those might be personal, those might be about certain topics, like thought leadership, and they can also put those on their own blog or a place like Medium, and so on. And then there's, well, writer, the lump sum term that we use to blanket describe everything. That might be articles, books, poems, and so on. There's a high chance that at the end of the day, you are a writer, and by that I mean that you will have some kind of mix. But then again, you might fall into one of these archetypes of different kinds of writers when it comes to monetizing your work or how you go about your work. An essayist can be someone who writes essays for free. A journalist usually implies that that person makes money at what they do. So there are all these different sort of definitions, and the problem is, if we lump everything together under writing, it's confusing, so we have to sort of unravel that for ourselves and then realize, oh, we can actually piece it together, and if we do that, yes, we will look like a writer and we will probably call ourselves a writer to the rest of the world, but inside, you know what you're actually doing, and that you're maybe 30% blogger, 20% journalist, and then 50% content creator, or something like that, right? So when it comes to money, you can always break it down. Where does the money come from? And you can very, very clearly usually point to these different sources and the different roles that are attached to those sources. So in order to clear that up and give you a framework you can actually use to think about these things, I wanna break all these modern writer types down into four archetypes. I want to talk about the advantages and disadvantages all these archetypes have in when you pursue those as your means of making money as a writer. And then I want to give you starting points for actually pursuing those archetypes and show you where I would start or where I have started and what my experience is with making money in these sort of archetypal situations. So let's go and do just that.